Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 7:44. I swear to God, Ray Panaccio, who runs Novacare, that he is a mind reader. Because somehow he knows what I want to talk about before I tell him. Because he has found an expert in the Novacare family who really understands return to play decisions. Rhea, please introduce our fine doctor here.
Dr. Matthew Voltz with Delaware, orthopedic specialist in North Wilmington and Middletown, certified athletic trainer and strength and conditioning specialist. As you mentioned, one of his specialties, return to play. He was also a baseball player at University of Delaware and currently the team doctor for Delaware State and Wilmington Blue Rocks.
All right, Dr. Voltz, welcome to our show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Angelo. It's nice to talk to you. Before I answer your questions, I have to tell you that I am friends with your nephew, Eric.
Oh, great kid.
Your sister-in-law, Cindy, was a huge mentor of mine.
Wow.
So, I have your family to thank for some of my success. And I want to tell you that I've been threatening to crash a family event at some point to meet you.
Well, that would be awesome.
And I've heard, rumor has it, that you're a little bit of a loner at some of those events. So I'm
very
trying to warm
so.
You up here a little bit in case we ever cross paths.
Very much so. And I have these people you have referenced, 5'5 people, Doc, would not give me a prescription for antidepressants. Could I get it from you, possibly?
You got it. No problem. I'll send right over.
Because I could use a few after that game. Doc, this is the bottom line. This is the only topic we want to deal with. Somehow the Cowboys had five players, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, Tyron Smith, Lael Collins, and Byron Jones, all questionable with hamstrings and ankles and knees and backs and thighs, and they all got ready to play and made a contribution. Eagles could get none of their people that we needed, especially DeSean Jackson, back. Are there different standards on different teams? Help me to understand how a player gets cleared.
Yeah, it's a complex answer to what seems to be kind of a basic or easy question. You know, in the case of DeSean Jackson, some stuff that I've been kind of reading from the outside, I did read that, one thing was saying he might have pain the rest of the year and that he was holding off on surgery. You know, my speculation or my thought would be that maybe he has a sports hernia injury that he's kind of dealing with, as opposed to just a straight abdominal strain. So those can be pretty complex, and they can take a long time for them to heal, if they heal ever at all without surgery. Some of the other injuries that you kind of referenced for the Cowboys, you know, they put labels on them as body parts, and depending on the injury, obviously, you know, it makes a difference how quickly they can come back. The biggest thing probably for us in the return to play tends to be, an injury, whether they have pain or not, kind of becomes secondary to whether or not the injury can actually become, a bigger issue down the road. So can you make it worse, for instance? And if it's a situation where the injury is stable but you're just dealing with pain, then it really comes down to, hey, do they have full range of motion? Do they have good strength? And can they tolerate it and pass functional testing before we put them back out on the field? Because we know they're not at risk at that point for furthering the injury or making it worse, obviously.
So, Doc, if somebody is not at risk for worse, that's when you shoot them up, right? That's when you can numb the pain so that they can play with it, because it's not going to affect long-term recovery. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it is safe to say. I can give you an example of that. One of the injuries that is very stable and very safe that we don't worry about, injuring further would be like an AC sprain. So that small joint at the top of the shoulder, you know, involving the collarbone and then also another shoulder bone. That joint is extremely stable, and you can't really do much more damage to it. So that will be one of the few joints in the body that we will actually anesthetize or inject prior to an event or a game, and really have no risk of furthering the injury. You know, now I will say this: after the anesthesia wears off, I mean the athlete is. They're in a lot of pain. I mean, they're howling afterwards. But during the competition, they feel pretty good. And that's one that we can confidently kind of, you know, anesthetize and not feel like we're going to worsen the injury for them.
Hey, one last thing, Doc. Is it possible after a game like last night for you to numb the entire body?
It's possible. I don't know that it actually requires any medication at all. I mean,
Jonesy just pantomimed he was drinking from a bottle of booze.
That's
probably what
shot.
I was thinking, to be honest with you. I mean, it probably would work. That would be one way to kind of attack it. So,
all right. I'll hit the bottle around 10:15. Dr. Voltstack, you great stuff. And please come to our family event. You'll see how awkward I am at these things. It's pretty awful.
I might have to do that.
All right, Doc. Thank you very much for checking in with us. Imagine having an expert who knows what. Now, Jonesy, you must, in your career, given all the injuries you have, gotten shot up to play.
Yeah, but
times,
it was
right?
an AC joint injury. I separated my shoulder and.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.